My household to-do list for the summer was all set. Then life happened, in the form of a new baby boy. My wife and I realized we were going to need some help. That's why we turned to TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is an app that makes everyday life easier by helping people get more done around the home. TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, yard work, and more. I jumped on the app and booked an experienced tasker to help me mount new shelving in the garage. Just like that, a project I was never going to get to myself was now complete. We trusted TaskRabbit to help us this summer, and you should too. When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app using promo code TENDERFOOT. Taskers book up fast, especially for same-day tasks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code TENDERFOOT with the TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Steven, and this is Radio Rental Rewind, where we check out the greatest, the scariest, deepest cuts in the archive. Today, we're going to be talking about glitches in the Matrix, like weird shit, jumps in time, doppelgangers, all of it. First story we're actually going to check out is called Jump Cut, and it's from episode 8, so let's check it out.
Okay, so let's just start off with how old were you, where were you living, what was happening?
This was in 2009, so I would have been 20. I was living in a smaller apartment. I had a girlfriend who went to school, and she would come visit regularly, like every weekend. Our relationship was pretty casual. We said I love you and stuff like that, but never had the conversation about living together or getting married or, God forbid, having kids. It was never like that. I mean, 20 years old, standard, semi-long distance kind of thing. She was over one night. My girlfriend got there, I want to say 6-7 o'clock. We went to Arby's, picked up some Arby's, came back, ate all that, made some popcorn, and started our movie. We were watching a DVD that she had brought. It was the movie Revolutionary Road. We're watching the movie, and then within a split second, even faster than that, like faster than a blink, I found myself sitting on the foot of my bed in my bedroom as opposed to the living room where we were. And I was nude, and the lights were turned off. I didn't feel groggy or sleepy or anything like that. It was just so sudden. Immediately after the jump, I was immensely confused, felt like a newborn. Just completely betrayed by all reality I've ever known. Spent a good second or two trying to catch my breath, and when we came to on the bed, I don't really know what else to call it, I was kind of panicked. My first thinking was, am I hurt? Am I okay? Found that, yes, I was okay. You know, I'm not bleeding anywhere, you know? But that took a couple seconds to figure that out. It took me a couple seconds to realize I was in my room. I had to look and see my poster on the wall and stuff for me to go, holy crap, okay, I'm in my room. I spent a couple seconds thinking that maybe I died or something because it was just so bizarre. And then I realized that my girlfriend is sitting right next to me, also nude. And she looks like she saw a ghost. I tried to speak first, but I choked, like there was something caught in my throat. I don't think she blinked the whole time. Her eyes were just pasted open. It was a really eerie look. Wide eyes, white as a ghost, mouth agape, like you had just seen someone pop out of a grave. She was trembling, shaking, sort of like that tremble you have after, you know, a near miss in traffic. where your whole body is just rigid and shaking a little bit. Shallow breaths. I guess you could call it shock. She asked me what the hell happened, was the first thing she said, which surprised me because I thought it was just me. And that honestly made me even more afraid because I was hoping she had answers. But that was the first thing she said, is what happened. Did we turn the lights off? Did you turn the lights off? Did I say it was time for bed or anything like that? I wasn't expecting her to ask. I thought I was going to have to sound crazy and tell her, hey, something just happened, and then she's going to call me nuts. But no, she asked me what happened. I don't know. Did you turn off all the lights? Did we decide to go to sleep? No. Okay, what the hell's going on here? Right away, I thought something must have fallen off the wall and hit my head or something. You know, I was trying to rationalize it. From what I could tell just talking to her, that she experienced the same thing I did. She didn't see anything that I didn't see, and vice versa. The jump was like the cut of a camera in a movie. Like the way we're talking now, the camera would switch from me to you, as we took turns speaking. And the way it happens when it transfers the camera is so fast. There's no fading or clipping or anything. It's just a very sudden switch. That's exactly how fast and unexpected it was. It came out of nowhere. When I found myself in my room, my blinds were open and the moon was creeping in. Everything was turned off, and I mean, it was equally as creepy as finding myself in a completely different room, let alone the lights being on or off. It was almost like we were sitting in the dark the whole time. Sitting on the edge of the bed, both of us, right on the foot of the bed. We were dressed, sitting up straight, all 4 feet on the floor. It's not like anyone was falling asleep. But after the experience, our clothes were in a crumpled heap by the couch, and we've never done that before. They were always either put in a hamper in the bedroom or left on the floor in the bedroom. That really stood out to me. That was strange. I decided I should call my mom. I was kind of a kid, I guess, and didn't know what the heck I was supposed to do in that kind of situation. When I picked up my phone, I saw that it was 4 hours from the time that we were watching the movie. Last time I checked the clock, it was 11 p.m. Next thing I knew, we were on the bed and it was 3 a.m. That just floored me. Immediately after, we had that brief conversation about, do you know what happened? Do I know what happened? That was maybe 2 minutes. Then checking the lights and finding our clothes was maybe another 2-3 minutes. And that was when I decided to call my mom, because nothing was adding up. I was gonna ask her if she thought we should see a doctor, if we should go to a hospital, if she wanted us to go to her place, or what to do. She said she knows that carbon monoxide leaks can have these kinds of effects on people. I have a carbon monoxide detector, but that's just a machine, and they fail all the time. So I took my mom's word for it, and she said, just go to the hospital, honey. Call me when you leave. Let me know you're okay. So I'd say about 10 minutes after the jump, we were out the door. I decided we were going to go to the ER in case we had been drugged or ate something poisonous or who knows what. I know it probably wasn't the right choice for me to drive considering everything that was going on. I probably wasn't the best candidate to be behind the wheel. I didn't see any other choice. I had to get to the hospital. We told them that we were having issues with our memory and we felt a little funny. We didn't want to tell them what happened for obvious reasons. We just tried to play it off like, oh, you know, it might have been carbon monoxide or some kind of mold. Is there any kind of blood test you can do? So they did just a standard blood test. I'm not sure if they were checking for drugs or what. They said we came back, no drugs in our system and no poisoning of any kind that they could find. my girlfriend kind of thought maybe she had a seizure. And I tried to explain to her that it happened to both of us. You know, it wasn't just you. I don't think it was a seizure. But she was adamant. So she got like a CAT scan to check her brain functions, which came back exactly as it should have, clear as a bell. I was constantly bringing it up for a while, for a few weeks. It was all I wanted to talk about. When my friends came over, it was all I wanted to talk about. Things that guys online were saying and all this and that. And she just wanted it to go away. It affected our relationship. It was already kind of difficult to begin with the distance. Her friends didn't really like me at all. She didn't want to talk about it. I did. I embarrassed her when I brought it up around her friends, and we were just done. The next day, came home from the hospital, laid down in bed for a while, tried to sleep. My head kept kind of telling me that maybe it was going to happen again. It could happen at any time. You didn't see it coming last time. It could happen now. So I couldn't really sleep. But almost immediately, as soon as she left in the morning, I started, sounds a little childish, but just Googling things. A lot of my searches led me to some pretty serious conspiracy sites. I wanted some real concrete answers. I was looking for something scientific, and it just kept bringing me to bizarre things, to be honest. I threw a Halloween party shortly after, and I was all messed up in my head because it was all I was thinking about, obviously. A lot of people brought up Samhain. I'm not sure if it's pagan or what it is, but it's a day where the dimension from our world to the world of the past is opened, and they're able to come here and supposedly mess with us. And some people have been known to go there unwillingly, or unwittingly, I should say. I mean, a crazy situation can only have a crazy explanation. So I entertained every idea that they would give me. Hobgoblins, Samhain, quantum death. And I was always trying to tell her what I was hearing from these people. I wanted to share these things with her, and she said I sounded crazy. And I don't blame her. I'm sure I did sound a little crazy. Now when I look back on it, it's very eye-opening, almost educational in a way, where I learned that I don't know everything. I can't control everything. Sometimes things happen that you can't change, you can't control, you can't understand, you can't explain away with anything. So it was pretty educational. I guess I was kind of a cocky little asshole, like 20 years old, running around slamming my religious grandparents, you know, science has an answer for everything, don't you know that? I learned that I don't know anything. I don't know if it made me a believer, maybe a little more on the agnostic side. Just because I know it sounds lazy, but science is failing to explain it for me. And maybe there is something else at play that we can't possibly ever understand. And in that sense, I wouldn't say believer, but in that sense, maybe opened up my eyes to the possibility. Well, I haven't been going to church or anything, but I understand more when people do. Because at the time, I had this mentality that there's an answer to everything. There has to be. I was just convinced that there was an answer out there, and I just wasn't finding it. I've settled on, I don't have a theory. I don't know everything. And I never will.
I love it. That was the best. That describes it so well.
Okay.
I love that. How it's like you assume. That's such a great point. Like you assume all the things. You assume that you guys, you know, took your clothes off, went to bed, and woke up or something, but none of that happened. So interesting. I love it. That's all the questions I have.
Yeah. I don't like me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or do you feel like you...
No, you guys are great. Thank you.
That was amazing. Thank you.
No, you were great, man.
Man, jump cuts. Pretty cool when they do in movies, but not so much in real life. I mean, I've had some jump cuts myself, but it involved other stuff. But anyways, we believe you, man. You've been there, but not like that. But glad you're okay. Glad you're able to tell your story. And we appreciate it. Just, you know, be careful, man.
Yeah, that was a weird one, but I believe the guy. I mean, it's not happened to me, but sounds like, you know, it really messed him up. But I hope he's okay. Hope everyone believes him now, but we do. We're going to take a break. Let's chill out for a second, and we'll be right back.
All right, guys. So we know you all can't get enough of Radio Rental, right? Well, now you can. Visit the Tenderfoot store at shop.tenderfoot.tv to grab our latest Radio Rental merch, like the Summer Hat and Open Late Women's Tee, plus the exclusive drops like the Terry Carnation Collection. You can even take the Radio Rental store home. Yeah, the whole thing, with our exclusive brick building Lego set. So treat yourself or grab a gift for a friend at shop.tenderfoot.tv. And as we celebrate 10 years of Tenderfoot, yeah, that's right, we've got a special offer for our loyal listeners. Sign up for a new annual Tenderfoot Plus subscription or upgrade from your existing monthly plan, and you'll get a free t-shirt from the shop. You can pick from dozens of Radio Rental, Up and Vanished, and Tenderfoot designs. And yeah, exclusions apply. So head over to promo.tenderfootplus.com to claim your free shirt before they run out. And they will. And as always, thanks for being a loyal Radio Rental customer. Later.
Saturday nights are usually with my friends. And now there's no more wondering how I'll feel the next morning. As a busy adult who enjoys going out to dinner and having a couple drinks to unwind, I still need to be fully present and active the next day. Now, whenever I know I'll be enjoying a few drinks, I just make sure to drink a bottle of Z-Biotics beforehand so I can wake up ready to tackle a morning workout or head straight to the park. Z-Biotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to break down acetaldehyde, a byproduct of drinking alcohol. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme that is designed to break down this byproduct. Make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and enjoy your next day activities. Z-Biotics has sold more than 14 million bottles and earned the trust of thousands, including us. Try for yourself today, and if you're unsatisfied, they will refund your entire order. No questions asked. Head to zbiotics.com/radiorental, code RADIORENTAL for 15% off your first order.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
And we're back. And it's here.
Voicemail time, baby.
Yeah.
This is my favorite part. I get to make fun of all you guys. Right?
Or do they make fun of you?
They kind
of.
Yeah.
I think you guys are making fun of us, actually.
It's my favorite part because I never know what I'm going to get. And every now and then there's a challenge and I might call you back.
Yeah.
It's not a dare.
And we have, so.
Yeah.
Hello, Terry. This is Eduardo. Just, hey, how are you doing? Waiting for more scary stories. Almost October.
Kinda.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear you soon. Bye.
I will say I'm pretty impressed by the amount of people who are casually calling in. Like, oh, there's a number. And
there's, yeah.
Like, hey, man, it's been a minute. Just fill in dead air.
Yeah.
No clue what this is for or who's even listening to it for real.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I would do that.
What would you say? You a troll, or you just like...
I would troll hard. Yeah. I'd probably be like that guy who's like, you can't scare me. I would
call me.
I'd probably do the breath thing.
Yeah.
I
could see that.
I'm not going to lie. That's why it pissed me off, because it got me. It's also something I would do.
Heavy breathing on the phone.
Yeah.
The awkward just mouth the way breathing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm scared to... Don't turn it up. I swear to God. Thank God.
That was it.
I mean, I know it's maybe coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't happen. Yeah. They suspended the waiting. Dread for the entire 13 seconds, whatever it was.
A lot of dread.
That's just a long time to
sit on the...
Are they thinking like, should I say something? Or they just forget to turn...
Like stage fright hang up? Like they're like, oh shit, like what do I say? Oh. I don't know, but they...
I hang up immediately.
18 seconds.
Yeah.
That was 18 seconds of waiting. So...
That's...
Yeah.
Come back, Terry. I'm sorry I said all those things. I didn't mean it. It was Malachi. Malachi told me to do it. Just come back.
There's a lot of time left. I'm not falling for it.
It's coming.
This can't happen every call. It can't. How? I'm not going to allow it.
How are you sitting on there for
Jesus
30 more
Christ.
Seconds? 30 more seconds. Wow.
All right. This is good. This is good.
Yeah.
You got me. I got someone else. You never know what to expect.
Yeah.
I expect to never have expectations.
Yeah, I think the voicemails are my favorite too. I think we're going to just keep going, get weirder, get creepier, but that's what we do here. So up next, we're going to check out one of the greatest. This is a favorite. This one's called Doppelganger, and it's from episode 2. So let's check it out.
How we'll do this is I'll just basically just have you kind of, you know, run the story from the top.
Sure.
And then I might ask you questions every now and then to kind of like,
yeah, go for it, man.
The details.
Definitely.
Let me see. I found it's best if you're like this far away from the mic, so kind of close.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, sounds good.
I think it would have been 2010 or 11, maybe, something like that. One of my first apartments, I was with the girlfriend I was with in college. We were living in New York City on the Upper West Side. Me, my girlfriend, and then like four of her friends and one of mine, we went to a place called Dive 75. It's a dive bar, like a nice dive bar in New York City. One of her friends had just gotten engaged, a girl named Michelle. We couldn't go to the engagement party because we had been at work. So we went to like the drinks after the engagement party type of thing. You know, when you move somewhere with a girlfriend and it's like you have the first bubble of the first few months where it's like new place, new things to do, new restaurants to try. So it kind of like reinvigorates things. We were like in a really good place. We were going out for drinks a lot. We were going out to dinner a lot. Honestly, it was kind of at a high point, like at that moment. We had like just moved to the city together. We were like feeling optimistic about things. Yeah. There wasn't anything to indicate anger at each other, especially in that moment. We got a little drunk, but not crazy drunk. We walked back home. Probably 10 blocks or so, 10 or 12 blocks. I think we sang some songs walking home. Like we were singing Billy Joel because it had been playing at the bar. Got back to the house. I took a shower because I hadn't come home from work yet. And she had put on The Office in the room. We just like got in bed, watched The Office, and I passed out probably after 20, 30 minutes. It's pretty uneventful, honestly. So I woke up probably noon. I got out of bed. Made coffee, put on the TV. My girlfriend, she wasn't there when I woke up. She didn't have a regular schedule, so she would like sometimes pop off and go to meetings or be at work. It wasn't like weird for her to not be there. I was like sitting there for a little while, and then I went downstairs to go have a cigarette. I lit it, and then I didn't see anything. I heard high heels coming from behind me. You know, it's a sidewalk in New York City. You hear people walking all the time. She kind of like pushed me on the shoulder like that. So I turned around and it was my girlfriend. I was really confused at first why she was wearing the clothes she was wearing. She was wearing black heels and black skinny jeans and I can't remember what color the shirt was, but a leather jacket over it. I didn't recognize the clothes. They weren't like clothes that I knew of her to own. What stood out was that it wasn't something she would be wearing in the morning, you know? She was wearing nightclub clothes at noon. So I was just kind of like, hey, where are you coming from? And then she was just like, go fuck yourself. How fucking could you? Just like a myriad of insults, kind of one after the other. She didn't stop and like yell at me. She just kind of like walked past me to the door, turning and yelling at me as she was doing so. I think she called me an asshole and was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. And then turned around and started going towards the front door of the building. And then just like typed in the code on the door and opened the door. So I like followed her up the stairs, you know, confused as shit. I'm thinking like maybe she, I don't know, saw a text to somebody and misunderstood what I was saying, or like someone had called me or something like that and she picked up and it was a wrong number, but she got pissed about it. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I wasn't cheating on her. Like, there was nothing for her to be mad about, but you know, my mind is racing trying to figure out what the fuck it could be. So I like immediately got up and was like, what are you talking about? You know, what's going on? So I was following her up, like trying to get her to explain what the fuck was going on, and she wasn't really saying anything. Things were perfect last night. Like, what's going on? Like, how from the course of, like, you know, us going to sleep, I was honestly starting to get pissed because she wasn't talking to me. Because at some point, like, you can't just be mad. You have to tell me why you're mad. You can't just call me an asshole and then not tell me why I'm a fucking asshole. She took out keys from her bag and went into my apartment. In the living room, there was a kind of dresser where she kept some of her stuff. So she started taking out her clothes and putting them in another bag that she had. Started like stuffing shit in there, and the whole time she's like calling me names. She still isn't telling me what I did wrong. She's just being like, I know what you did. You know what you did. Like, I don't have to fucking tell you anything. Went into the bedroom and like grabbed something from the bedroom and came out. And like, I tried to block the door. So she grabbed a coffee mug and threw it at me. You know, those little plastic potted succulent things that are like fake that you can get at IKEA and shit. She like picked one of those up and threw it and hit the TV with it. And then she just like stormed out and like left. So I followed her downstairs. And so we get downstairs and she like hailed a cab, opened the door of the cab, turned around, said, fuck you. Got in the cab and the cab drove off. I thought my girlfriend was breaking up with me. So I was like heartbroken. What? Maybe 4 seconds. And that's when I felt someone just hug me. Arms like around my belly from behind. I was already in like a kind of emotional place, like feeling angry and sort of scared. And so then to have someone like walk up and like hug you from behind scared the shit out of me. I jumped. I got very confused and scared all of a sudden. And I was like, who the fuck is that? So I turned around and it was my girlfriend. I had just seen her get in a car and then she was standing behind me in the span of like 5 seconds. That just scared the shit out of me. I was terrified. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? How could she have tricked me somehow and gone from the cab to being behind me? I was just so confused. Like, could she have snuck out the other door and like crawled along the side of the cars like really fast?
It was like radio static in my head after that.
It went from like scared of losing something to scared, like, scared, scary, scared. Am I, like, going
crazy?
Am I losing my mind? Did I just make up some experience in my head? I was, like, completely out of it. Hey, baby, you can just talk. And she started freaking out, you know? She was like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on?
Talk to me, maybe?
I kind of felt bad for not saying anything right away. I was just so, I don't know, I was really fucking thrown off. Just the whitewash all of a sudden of big emotion to nothing. And then adding on top of that, not being able to logically put together what had just happened. Not even just the emotional like swing of it, but like the, I can't connect A and B in my brain.
My brain was kind of like overloaded trying to figure itself out.
It took some time for me to actually start being like, okay, how can we rationalize this? The first like actionable thought I had was, I'm gonna go like make sure my room is still fucked up, because otherwise I was like, I need to go check myself into a hospital.
Would you just stop for a minute?
In the next 5 minutes, I didn't even really hear anything she said. I wasn't listening to anything. I just went straight back upstairs to like look at the apartment. The door to my apartment was still open. The corner of the TV screen was broken, and the succulent thing was still on the ground. The coffee mug pieces were still all over the living room floor. There were clothes like all over the floor in front of that dresser in the living room. The dresser drawers were still open and the gym bag was gone. The shit in the apartment was still broken and there was still shit on the floor. All the stuff that I had seen happen upstairs, all the physical evidence of it was still there. I felt comforted for a second of like, oh shit, cool, it did happen. It's like, wait, no, what the fuck, that just happened. Confirming that something happened, and it was almost relieving, and then it was like even more stressful now that I had confirmed that that had happened. At first it was like, what's wrong with you, like what happened, like I'm worried about you. And then when she walked into the apartment, she was like, what the fuck happened? She's like, what happened to my stuff? Where's my clothes? Like, what the fuck is going on? Her stuff had been taken from the drawers, her clothes were on the floor. That was when she really had a freak out. She was like, did we get robbed? Like, someone break in? I was like, I don't know. I didn't really know how to answer that. Cause like, yeah, someone had just broken in and taken your shit, but it was you. You know, like, how do you say that to someone and not sound like you're fucking crazy? So I was like trying to half answer questions. I remember being like, she was like, did someone break in? And I was like, kind of. And she was like, what do you mean kind of? Like, what happened? And I was like, someone came and took stuff. She's like, so someone broke in. I was like, no, they had keys. She thought I was kidding. She thought I was fucking with her. She thought this was all some prank and that I had like, you know, put her clothes on the floor and I was trying to freak her out. And then when she saw the security footage was when she thought I was cheating on her. The security camera footage, they just showed us on a computer in the office, like at the apartment building. It's a security camera like up in a corner with a fisheye lens. So you don't really get like great shots of people's facial features, but you could very clearly see a woman exactly wearing what I described, who looked a hell of a lot like my girlfriend. She had keys to my apartment, my unique specific apartment. Like, she pulled out a set of keys from the bag she was carrying and opened the door of my apartment with the keys and went inside. For me, it was proof that I had experienced what I had experienced. And because I had been standing there in front of this girl, like 2 feet away from her, looking her in the face, I know exactly who it was. If it had gone so fast that I couldn't say definitively that it was her, something like that, I would be in a totally different mindset about it. But this was like a real person who was standing right in front of me, who I touched physically, and who broke shit in my apartment. 100% for certain, was my girlfriend. Physical characteristics, top to bottom, height, build, weight, face, everything. That was her.
That whole couple next hours felt like really slow and really fast at the same time. It was really weird.
She was trying to convince herself that I hadn't cheated on her, and I was trying to convince myself that she wasn't pulling some kind of like trick on me. And like, I think because it was so kind of inexplicable, it's hard to not let the negative things come first, because it feels like you've been tricked somehow. It feels like you've been like lied to or something like that. Your brain just kind of immediately goes to like a defensive place. I have no belief that it was anything other than a human being, and a very real one. I just can't explain how there was both situations that happened that quickly. So her dad, he was a lieutenant in the NYPD, and he had been like forever. So when she called him and was like freaking out, like someone was in my apartment and took my shit, him and like two of his detectives from his precinct, and they came and they did like the security camera footage, they took it with them. They did fingerprints, which I know is not like a normal thing to do in that situation, but like her dad working for NYPD, he was freaked the fuck out because his daughter's freaked the fuck out. The only shit on the locks and the doorknobs were me and her. For her, she was like accusing me of cheating on her and shit, and I was like, it's just your fingerprints and my fingerprints on the doorknob. Just me and her. It gave me like a little bit of peace of mind, but again, it was one of those swings of like peace of mind because I've been proven right, but now like what the fuck? You know, like what does that mean? They spent like 3 hours with the security guy, and they were like knocking on doors of other people in other apartments in the building, and other people had heard like screaming like around that time. They went all out trying to figure out what the fuck had happened, because he thought, same thing she thought, that someone was like trying to pose as his daughter or something. It was a very strange afternoon of like trying to explain to her father, who like didn't like me. He was the one who thought I was cheating on her. Like, he thought some other girl had come over and like flipped the fuck out. It's kind of a strange afternoon hanging out with your girlfriend's dad, who now thinks you're cheating on his daughter. Taking it way too far. He was like, he was trying to prove that I was like a piece of shit. Like, he was like, you need to break up with this kid. Like, I'm gonna prove it to you. Like, I think that's why he got taken so far, was because he wanted to pin this on me. Because he was like, no, your story's bullshit. Like, it obviously makes no sense. Like, I'm gonna make sure my daughter knows you're a crazy person. He couldn't prove that I had done anything wrong. Like, his findings were that everything I said was impossible, but impossible to prove was untrue. I don't want to talk to you, okay? The girl who was there first, who was angry at me, was my girlfriend. And the one who hugged me from behind was also my girlfriend. Like, they were both the same person. I don't know how they were in those two places at the same time. I don't know why they were in different emotional states, but it was the same person. There's very few I've told. It's been a mixture of people being like, oh, that's a cool story, man. Like, you know, like, that's really interesting. Like, you should write a TV show. You know, like, I live in fucking LA. That's what people say. And then I've had people be like, yeah, it's bullshit. I've probably only told like maybe 10 people because I think I sound crazy. It's really more my own insecurity about the story than anything else. Like, I'm sure that like there are plenty of people in my life that if I told, they would still like love me and not judge me or anything. But you know, it's like the human nature to be worried about that stuff. So I just haven't really shared the story because I think it sounds crazy. I used to watch Ghost Hunters or whatever the fuck it's called with my friends, and we would like make fun of them, and we would like get drunk and play drinking games on like when we could catch them faking stuff. You know, like I always thought that stuff was a joke. Like, I never took it seriously. Top to bottom, I think that everything in this world is perfectly explainable. That's just one thing I personally can't explain. I think anyone who wants to buy into theories of supernatural stuff is welcome to do so. I don't believe in any of it, except for when it's, again, the only thing that it's like kind of the last thing, you know? It's like everything else, all the logical stuff I've tried to explain, and it just couldn't. So at some point, it kind of is the only thing you have left over. I still like hope deep down that there's some like scientific explanation of what happened that's very real, you know? One of my very good family friends was a professor in New York City, and he teaches physics. So I went and talked to him, and I just kind of told him the story, and I was like, I know it's crazy, you don't have to believe a fucking word I said. He's like, no, it makes sense. I was like, no, it doesn't. He was like, oh, no, like it kind of does, like in the theoretical world of like how it could happen. My recollection was that he said that it's possible for realities to overlap with each other briefly or something like that. He wasn't saying that this is like what happened and neither was I. It was just like an interesting explanation that someone had given me that I trust, that I like more than a ghost. Like, I like that explanation more than there being a ghost. Like a different timeline in which something actually did happen, where she had perfectly good reason to be mad at me, in which we were still together, and for some brief moment they overlapped with each other, so I experienced both. Then she went back to hers. You know, it was like a overlap, essentially. I told this to a friend of mine who I told about this story, and they were like, yeah, I don't believe you. And I was like, yeah, it's cool, man. And it's like totally fine. And they were like, all right, cool. And I honestly, I wouldn't believe me either if I was, you know, myself listening to this. I got nothing to gain from this. Like, I'm not trying to convince anyone of everything. I wouldn't believe myself. Like, if I was listening to this podcast right now on the other end, I'd be like, yeah, this kid's full of shit. I don't care. Like, I really don't. Like, you can believe me or not. Your life's going to be the same either way. It's like, it really doesn't matter, man. Like, I'm not going to defend it. And like, because I think it's crazy, too. It happened to me, and I know it's true, so I don't need anyone else to believe it. Doesn't change anything for me. People asking me, like, have you ever found the security camera footage? And I was like, no, I saw it when it happened because they have it like at the building at the security desk.
Yeah.
But I never asked for a copy. And people are like, oh, have you ever tracked down the police report? Shit. Yeah. Well, not even debunking it. I think people wanted like hard proof. And I was like, you know, honestly, like after it happened, it wasn't one of those things where I became so fascinated I needed to figure it out. It was just kind of a... It was just like, what the fuck just happened? And then it took a long time of just being like, what the fuck, to even be able to be like, that was really weird. Yeah. You know, like there's kind of like a fog after of just like, it didn't make sense, but I wasn't willing to like try and wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, you're not like one of these Reddit detectives who's just jumping into, we're going to solve this.
You guys Well, and also
more jarring to you than anything else, right?
Like, well, and it was more jarring to the ex, like the girl I was with at the time, because she was fucking terrified. Like, she was freaked the fuck out. Her dad worked for the police in New York. And so, like, you know, he sent cops over to the house and, like, they were freaking out. Like, they didn't know who it was.
Oh, wow.
And, like, there was never a point where you could see... Like, I stand by the fact that it was definitely her. Like, the face and everything. But there's never a point on cameras where you were able to see, like, definitively it was her. Yeah. So, like, my closest explanation, honestly, man, is that, like, I just had a moment or something. I don't know. Or she mistook me for someone else and I mistook for her someone else. Because I can't think of anything else. I'm like, I don't have any history of mental illness. I don't have any history of drug use. So it's just like it was just fucking weird. It was really fucking weird.
It is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Awesome.
Awesome, dude.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was fun.
That's crazy, man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, dude.
So dude still doesn't know what happened. We believe you, but it's crazy. It's weird. We get it. We've all been through some weird shit that no one believes. It's frustrating as hell. But, I mean, at least he's got some video proof so he knows he wasn't, like, tripping off of shrooms or something crazy. It really happened. So, if you ever figure it out, man, hit us up. We'd love to know.
Dude, that was insane. Like, I hope his girlfriend believes him at some point, you know, or, I don't know, maybe... What about you? Like, would you date two versions of your, you know?
Absolutely not.
Is that too much? You know?
Yes.
I don't know.
Sure.
Like, would you want two versions? The good one and the evil one?
Or,
yeah. One and done. Yeah. What about you guys? What do you guys think? You know? Is that something to be interested in or not? Who knows? But while you think about that, let's take a little break and we'll be back.
A lot has changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store 35 years ago. Car phones have become cell phones, grunge band hits have become oldies, and you can order furniture online. But what hasn't changed is the way they do business, aka the Bob's way. Doing things the Bob's way means that when I shop at Bob's, I know I'll find the latest top-rated styles like the Aspen sofa for just $399, bedrooms with storage and charging, Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and more, all at 90s-era prices. There's even no money down financing and lightning fast shipping, so you aren't stuck waiting months for your furniture to arrive. Plus, Bob's still makes furniture shopping fun with friendly associates and cafes full of free treats and ice cream. Want to see for yourself? Stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend to party it up like it's 1991 and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, guys, that's been it for today. It's been fun. Always appreciate it. But we actually have Radio Rental Volume 12 coming up, October 2nd. Don't want to miss this. I mean, for me, working on the show for several years, it's the weirdest stuff I've seen, the scariest stuff, the creepiest stuff. So if it's scaring me, it's scaring us, it's going to scare you guys. And we can't wait. So October 2nd, and we'll see you then. Later.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve your muscle. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Visit almased.com. It's the healthiest way to lose weight.
All right, guys, so we know you all can't get enough of Radio Rental, right? Well, now you can. Visit the Tenderfoot store at shop.tenderfoot.tv to grab our latest Radio Rental merch, like the Somewhere hat and Open Late Women's Tee, plus the exclusive drops like the Terry Carnation collection. You can even take the Radio Rental store home. Yeah, the whole thing, with our exclusive brick building Lego set. So treat yourself or grab a gift for a friend at shop.tenderfoot.tv. And as we celebrate 10 years of Tenderfoot, yeah, that's right, we've got a special offer for our loyal listeners. Sign up for a new annual Tenderfoot Plus subscription or upgrade from your existing monthly plan, and you'll get a free t-shirt from the shop. You can pick from dozens of Radio Rental, Up and Vanished, and Tenderfoot designs. And yeah, exclusions apply. So head over to promo.tenderfootplus.com to claim your free shirt before they run out. And they will. And as always, thanks for being a loyal Radio Rental customer. Later.